Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. and we are live around central Queensland back on a Monday. How good's Monday?
Oh, man. Monday's pretty good, but Sunday was pretty hard to top yesterday. I don't think I got out of bed until like 2 p.m.
That's not healthy or recommended by any doctors.
I needed it so bad.
Yeah. We were at obviously Harvey Norman Gladstone on Saturday having a lot of fun playing our jelly bean game. You decided to spill half a can of energy drink on the ground. So I had to buy new shoes because they were stuck to the ground. I had to leave them there.
All right,
so thank you very much. So you owe me
$32. We've all got stuff going on.
Yeah. I've got no shoes. That's what I got going on.
Yesterday I did something that people have been having a go at me about for years, Tim.
Having a go at you about?
Yeah. Look, you and I went and saw the new Star Wars movie last week.
Yes, on Thursday night.
Star
Wars story. Han Solo.
Not technically one of the Star Wars. And I mentioned that I'd only ever seen 7 and 8.
Yes.
I haven't
Force
seen
Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
The original Star Wars movies. And people look at me like I have just, you know, farted and not told anyone in the room.
Look, fair. In my opinion, my humblest opinion, that is a fair response.
So I'm going to tell you what I did this weekend to rectify that situation.
No worries. Jess, also, it's great. Like, it must be great for you being in this show with a successful recording artist such as myself.
Sure.
It's almost, we have to play the song again. Its debut on Friday has gone bananas of Better Roads, helping RACQ find better roads around central Queensland.
RACQ didn't ask us to do this,
no.
But they have since seen it.
And they are very thankful.
And they loved it.
That's
so
right.
Why not play it again?
I'm a lyrical genius, Jess. What can I say?
So coming up next, though, if you like your candy and you think you're a lolly expert...
Who says candy in Australia, mate? It's lollies.
Well, I mean, the
Where
job's in the US, so they need a candy expert. But I reckon you and I might be on board.
All right, I'll get my visa ready.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, I think I found the most incredible job that is going at the moment.
Sure.
And it's an 8 to 12-week internship.
See, internships in my history mean you ain't getting paid, boy. And I like getting paid, boy.
Well, it's with the Mars Wrigley Company over in the US.
Mars Bars?
Which is, yeah.
No. Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's candy over in the US.
Lollies.
And they're looking for applicants for the world's sweetest internship, which they're calling out for confectionery connoisseurs.
Sure. So you have to move to the United States. So people
just
listening
for,
right
just
now.
Just for 8 to 12 weeks.
Start prepping your visas. They take a month to get.
So, essentially, the position is unpaid, but you get a year's worth of candy as
Lollies.
A signing bonus.
Sure.
And you have to be able to have a few special skills. So, if
All
I
right.
run these special skills by you, let me know which ones you've got, Timmy.
All right.
So, you have to be able to distinguish between flavors of Skittles in a blind taste test.
No.
Already you can't.
I don't eat lollies, man.
You're already out.
I'm already out.
I feel like I'm still in the running
okay.
for this.
Okay,
you should be able to blow bubbles with chewing gum that are greater than 5 inches in diameter. So nearly a Subway foot long bubble.
Now, I haven't blown a bubble in probably over 10 years, so I'd have to test this. If someone can get me chewing gum, I'll do it right now.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't blown a bubble. I don't chew chewing gum.
I could only do it with, like, Hubba Bubba chewing gum because it was like... You'd shove just like the whole wheel. Do you remember those wheels of chewing gum?
No, I ate fruit as a child, but anyway.
I just like shove the whole wheel in my mouth and just like keep chewing until I got like...
I couldn't see colours after that, but I was fine.
If you want to apply, all you have to do is hashtag world's sweetest internship on your Instagram.
Yeah, it's not good for your heart or your wallet. Turns out we don't know what it's good for, but hey.
It's good for deliciousness.
That is important on my resume. Thank you very much.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Look, you're probably sitting there right now thinking it's a little bit chilly because it's starting to get into the winter months here in central Queensland. Look, to be honest, at 4 a.m. when we wake up, it is pretty chilly.
Oh, yeah.
But most times or not, I'm covered in sweat because it's too hot and humid here. But that's just at the moment. Like, say, for example, today it's going to be 23, tops of 23 in Yeppoon. And it means that also... as we are all aware of, that global warming is probably real. It's heading towards us, you know, bud.
Look at you just like back, probably real.
Look, it's definitely real. And it's a study's been done because they're adding up the average temperatures moving forward. And by 2084, around the globe, the Earth is going to be 4 degrees hotter. Which you might think, oh,
it doesn't make that much of a deal.
No, see, that's exactly what I'm thinking. You think that's not a massive deal. Do you love Greenland? Do you like Greenland as a country?
I've never been.
Say goodbye to 20% of Greenland.
Really?
Do you like Japan and its hundreds and hundreds and thousands of islands?
Never been.
Say goodbye to half of those islands. Do you like Tasmania?
How do
we lose? Do you like Tasmania? Tassie's gone.
Who likes
Tassie? Tassie is underwater.
Tassie's not going underwater
in
80 years.
You'll probably lose 3 of the 5 beaches that they do have. But this 4 degrees, I know it doesn't sound like much, but you got to remember the polar ice caps and that. All this water's melting, and by 2084, Yeppoon's not going to be 23 degrees. It's going to be 27 degrees, almost leading into winter.
Oh, wow. Beach weather all
year. No. You're not. You're just like all the people that refuse to listen. Like, this is bad news, especially for places in central Queensland.
Right.
You got to worry about the beaches
I'm
and the ecosystem,
to see,
mate.
Look, I understand that, you know, global warming's not great. And look, it affects a lot of people. But for me, it means that I get to go to the beach more during the year.
Sorry, Madagascar. You're only a cute movie anymore. Yeah. We don't want you. Because Jess likes her beach weather. So say goodbye to King Julian. He's gone now.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
One, two, three, four. The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, if you're a NAB banking customer.
Oh, yeah.
Or you have a NAB FPOS terminal, then you probably noticed there was a bit of an outage on Saturday.
We caught up on Saturday morning and you tried to do a nice thing, and then because of the situation, it ended up putting you in the most foul mood that I've seen in minutes from you. Minutes!
I never carry cash on me. I just don't have cash on me ever because I never get money out. I never get paid in cash. So I'm constantly tapping away on my card.
Tap, 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 tap.
And then Saturday morning, NAB had this outage, which meant I couldn't buy anything from the local server because
ATMs and apps were all down.
Everything was down. I had no money on Saturday morning.
Imagine
essentially.
If Telstra and NAB were down on the same day. Oh, you wouldn't live. Fuming. You could not be alive.
And I was fuming. I was absolutely fuming. Yeah. But NAB has promised compensation for anyone that lost money on Saturday, because a lot of retail businesses had to turn customers away because they couldn't put transactions through.
Driving to work on Saturday morning, I was like, why are there so many cars at all these petrol stations around town? It's because no one could pay with their card if they were with NAB. And
if they had a NAB FPOS terminal, they couldn't use any cards.
Lucky your boy's always got a fiver on him. Saved the day.
Did save the day.
And you poured out half the can that I bought you anyway. This is the second time I brought up on the show because I'm still upset about it.
Sorry if you did lose customers. NAB saying that they will compensate customers. You just have to provide them with how much you estimatedly lost.
$10,000 I think I lost from my business.
Absolutely. I don't have a business.
Lawn mowing. I've got an ABN. I can get one organised before the end of the week, hopefully.
You can check out this story as well as everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Sometimes in the world things go bad, things go wrong, and you could be forgiven for having a bit of a whinge or a complain.
Oh, or if you're just Jessica Panter, it's just a daily occurrence.
But there's a lot of people out there. I think that a lot of people's default reaction is to immediately have a bit of a spleen.
Oh, yeah.
And
you cop a lot of my whinging.
Oh, it's not just from 5 to 9. But I do respect you, buddy. But a man over in the UK has thought, look, I'm pretty good at this complaining thing. It's about time I get paid for it.
Oh.
And look, there's two aspects of this human being. One I like, one I don't like.
Did he get a job on radio? Or?
No. That's not the aspect I want to focus on. So his first aspect is that he hates mayonnaise. And boy, I am with you.
I'm not on board. Mayonnaise is delicious. And it should be introduced to more places.
As the Black Eyed Peas famously once said, pump it louder, because mayonnaise is a garbage sauce, garbage continent. I don't cut condiment. I want it off the board. You know me. Mayonnaise, everyone's like, oh, why do you like no mayonnaise? It makes everything so dry. Yeah, if you want to spit in my burger, I guess that'll make it wet too.
In one of our group chats on Facebook, you are Zinger No Mayo.
Zinger No Mayo.
Because every time you get a Zinger burger, you ask for no mayo.
Yeah, because I'm a civilized human being. But this bloke goes around restaurants and orders food with mayonnaise, or he doesn't specify that he doesn't want mayonnaise, and then when it gets brought out, complains, and often he'll either get a discount or he will get a full reimbursement of his food.
Way.
He said in the 3 years he's been doing this, he's made about $3,000. So
what do you mean he's made $3,000?
Because in savings, or because they fully reimbursed him, or he's got $3,000 worth of free meals.
This guy sounds like a scammer.
He doesn't sound like a scammer, Jessica. I've directly described a scammer.
Oh, my God.
So that's what he is. See, I like that he doesn't like mayonnaise, but that's not cool. That's not a cool move, man.
Absolutely not. I feel uncomfortable about sending food back. I went through a phase where I was a bit of an asshole. Oh. And I sent food back a lot.
What's the date? Are we still in that? Are we still in that time period? Let me know when you finish so I can mark it down on our board. Thank you very much.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Clearly I had nothing to do this weekend.
No.
It was our first day off, I think,
for
almost all of May. And I woke up late and looked at my computer, realised that I had Star Wars Episode 4. It's the only movie I had on my computer of the Star Wars series.
That's really strange.
It was really strange. I think someone gave it to me, on my hard drive for whatever reason.
Okay.
And I went, you know what? Maybe I'll finally watch this.
In order of release, Star Wars 4 was the first Star Wars that was ever released.
Right. So when it was released, was it just Star Wars A New Hope? It wasn't Episode 4?
No.
Okay. When did they add the Episode 4 bit?
Mate, I wasn't alive when it started going down, so I can't really answer that question for you. But the chronological order is confusing, but I understand it.
And this is the thing. So I have seen Episode 7. I've seen Episode 8.
Yeah, Force Awakens and Last Jedi, the ones released with, I don't even know the actors' names, John Boyega and Daisy Ridley. That's
good
the ones.
Work.
That's the ones.
And I'd just seen the new Solo movie. And at the Solo movie premiere last week, I had no idea what was going on.
Things going
People
over your head.
People making fun of me because I hadn't seen all the other six. And I went, I'm sick of this.
You asked me who Donald Glover was playing. I was like, it's Lando.
Yeah.
That's Lando.
I know that now because over the weekend...
You know his importance.
I watched Episode 4 and Episode 5 and things have started falling into place.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Making a lot more sense. I understand now what the robots have to do with everything. Like, they actually seem helpful at this point. Like, in the last movie, the number 8, I was like, what's this gold bloke doing? He's just standing there. He's not even doing anything.
That's because he's already had his time. He's had his time back in the 70s. Let him live his life. C-3PO.
But it got us thinking, right? What movie were you late to the party with?
That you find... What? So, like, because obviously these movies are very old. Like, there was the first chunk in the 80s and the 90s, then there was
people
the
always
2000s.
Horrified that I've never seen them as a kid. They're like, you didn't even watch it as a kid. I tried as a kid, and it was too boring. I wasn't about it.
It's very exciting.
And even now, I'm not sure I'm still on. I'm not on board. Like,
but you're very late to the party.
Yeah.
Of the Star Wars bandwagon.
I went to Civic Video yesterday because it's 1999.
Yeah.
And I hired all five of the remaining movies I hadn't seen.
How long have you got to return them? A week.
I've got a week.
You do have a lot of spare time.
I'm going to smash all of the Star Wars movies this week.
Can I have them after you? I haven't seen the old ones in a very long time.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have a spare 50 hours, so I absolutely can't get this done. But I do like where you're going. So 13, 12, 16, mm-hmm. with movies, when were you late to the party? Yep. What movie did you finally get on board with many years, potentially decades, after they released? Like Godfather. Yeah. I had never seen the Godfather movies, mostly because I was not in existence on this human planet.
Yeah.
But as an older adult... I have started to enjoy those Godfather
I still haven't
movies.
Seen the Godfather movies. I haven't seen any of the Rocky movies.
You haven't seen...
Nah. I've never even watched any of the Jurassic Park movies.
I'd rather us go off air than have to speak at the moment. 13, 12, 16. What movie were you late to the party with? I'm so...
You're actually cut about Jurassic Park,
Tim
aren't you?
Tim and Jess. It's CQ.
13, 12, 16, we have been talking movies you were late to the party with.
Yeah, you have decided to watch all the Star Wars movies.
In 1 week.
In 1 week.
I've set myself the challenge. I've already watched 4 and 5, so tonight I'll be watching 6.
Then 1, 2, 3.
And then I'm going to go 1, 2, 3 before I have to return them.
What about the side movies like Rogue One? That movie came out about 3 years ago.
That's the 7?
No. Rogue One was like before number 4.
Oh, I didn't know there were more.
Yeah, there's one more, buddy.
Oh, God.
Anyway... It is. You're very late to the party.
Yeah.
Very late to the party, as I was with Godfather. The Godfather series. Yeah. Godfather 2 is a fantastic movie. But on 13, 12, 16, join our little pity party over here. What movie were you late to the party with? And we've had Sarah from Gracemere call through. Sarah, what movie were you late to the party with?
Over the weekend, I watched for the first time The Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers?
I haven't seen The Blues Brothers.
No, I haven't seen The Blues Brothers either. Was it a big deal?
Yeah.
I know it's a big deal.
1980.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd's in it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yep, I've just done a quick Google. I know the one. Yeah, no, definitely haven't seen this one either. Worth a watch, Sarah?
Yeah, absolutely. It's iconic.
See, I've seen, like, I think, well, hopefully not like a lot of people, I've only seen YouTube highlights of, like, certain scenes. So I've never actually seen the
full
movie.
See, that's how I felt with Star Wars. Like, I knew that, like, certain things had happened. Yeah. Like, I knew of Yoda, but...
It's pronounced yoga, and it's very good for your flexibility. But we appreciate your call. Thanks for that, Sarah.
Thanks, guys.
And we've got another Sarah from Emerald. Sarah, what movie were you late to the party with?
Well, I'm very late. I still haven't seen it. The Lion King.
Oh, my God, Sarah. Tim is hitting his microphone.
Sarah. Sarah, were you a child at one point in your life?
Never seen it, and I was born before that came out, a few years before it came out, and I still have not seen it.
Oh, my God. And yet, so, obviously, you've never seen Lion King 2 or Lion King 3.
See, Sarah, when we asked this question of what movies were you late to the party with, I was expecting people to call up and say Lord of the Rings,
yeah.
Star Trek, Star Wars. You've come at me with The Lion King.
Like, I'm hurt. I finally understand what people were feeling like when I told them I hadn't seen Star Wars. Like,
my word.
Sarah, go down to your local Civic Video.
Change your life.
And just change your life this week.
Hakuna Matata. There are so many world references, Sarah, that you're missing out on.
I know all the Hakuna Matata and all that stuff, but, yeah, no, I've never seen the full movie.
Promise me. Promise me you'll watch it this week.
Oh, maybe. I've gone 27 years. I've got to go another.
Sarah, if you watch it, we'll let you come back on the show and you can do like a 2-minute recap of The Lion King of your thoughts. Can you do that for us this week?
I can do that.
All right. We're going to get your number down and we're going to speak to you after the show or during the song because this needs to happen. But thank you very much for your call, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's all right,
buddy. I've never been so hurt.
See, now you know what it feels like.
I really...
Welcome to the world of cynicism.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Joined now by our Hollywood Entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, Star Wars, the Han Solo movie, hasn't exactly made waves at the box office.
No, it hasn't, and this is going to be a shock and surprise to fans because people that I know that have seen it said, you know, it's pretty good. It only made $80 million in its opening weekend. Now, look.
Only $80 million.
Yeah, look, it's nothing to be sneezed at, but let me tell you, though, if you imagine the money spent on this and the expectation. They were hoping it would be in the $200, $300, $400 million, but no, it has just scraped in at $80 million in the first weekend. And like I said, nothing to be sneezed at, but in terms of the money that went into it, the promotion and the expectation, it's fallen very, very short.
I think what's happened is they got a whole bunch of, like, big A-graders, like Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, Woody Harrelson, Donald Glover. And, look, that's interested people in the movie, but Star Wars is known for making actors and bringing new ones into the world, so I feel like they've gone too many familiar faces.
Oh, that's a really, really good point, actually. Yeah, that's true. People recognise these people and they associate them with other roles and things.
I can only see Emilia Clarke as Daenerys. Yeah. I was like, Daenerys is acting a bit chill.
She
was
still pretty good in the movie. You were so not impressed by anyone.
No, but Dean, look, hopefully the movie does get a return for Disney because clearly Disney is just a struggling company at the moment. But
it'll be really good to see them get back off their feet again. Yeah.
Thanks for your call, Dino.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Dean.
You can check out more of what's trending now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT.
Tim, on 13, 12, 16, is it weird to travel without your partner?
Okay. Like, are we talking to the supermarket or are we going overseas?
I'm talking about an overseas holiday or even just an interstate holiday. Okay. If you're going on a holiday, is it weird to go without your partner?
Well, it's tricky because in my personal experience, and I feel like a lot of people would deal with this, is I have different times of the year that I can take off. Like, for example, you and I, we have to take 3 weeks of annual leave
at the end
over
of the
Christmas break. We can't work even if we want to. So that really limits us to leaving any time for longer than 2 or 3 days during the year.
Yeah, and this is what my mate's going through at the moment. Her and her partner, they've done some travelling together.
Yeah.
But she's got a few weeks off, and so she went, you know what, I'm going to go to Europe. I've never done Europe. Sure. Her partner's not interested in going to Europe. He can't afford to go at the moment. So she was like, I'm going to go and do my Europe thing.
Ooh.
What?
I didn't know that part of the story. I'm leaning a very left right now.
And he's staying home. And she took to Facebook the other day and she was like, guys, I really want the judgment to stop. Me and my partner are doing this thing because this is the right time for me to go and he's fully supporting me. Mm. I don't need the judgment.
Mm.
So it got me thinking, like, this is, I mean, a weird one because, like, I was with, you know, my ex for 2 years and we didn't go anywhere because he didn't want to travel and I didn't want to go anywhere without him.
Yes, that is a tricky situation.
Yeah, and this is the thing, like, can you go by yourself on a holiday without your partner?
See, say if your partner was going with a friend and they were just doing, like, a week in Indonesia or a week in New Zealand or something like that. That's something I can understand. The fact that she's going to Europe and the reason he can't go is because he can't afford it. Mm. I go, wouldn't you prefer to be able to, as a couple, like, you're not going over there to do single people things.
No.
So I think that in that situation, going over to Europe for an extended amount of time, and the reason he can't go is because he can't afford it.
Well, he can't afford it and he can't get the time off at the moment. Yeah, she's got the time off, she can afford it, so she's going.
But I think you should, if you're in, like, in that sense in your relationship, shouldn't you really be working together to find a situation and compromise to what works best for both of you? Because, yes, it'd be easy, like, for, say, my girlfriend or me to just be like, well, I want to do this, so I'm going to go do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, and there is situations.
So you don't think
that
you should ever travel without your partner? Or do you think there's certain...
Big trips.
Right.
I think, like, my partner's going away for another 2 weeks and she just goes here and there. That's completely fine. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. But if she was going to be like, I want to go to Europe for a month, I'd be like, hang on, I can't do that. Can we wait until December?
Right.
So it's tricky.
13, 12, 16. Is it weird to travel without your partner?
Mm.
I just want to hear some feedback on this because I think it's totally fine what she's doing. If they have come to this agreement together, great. But I don't think I could do it.
You don't think? Yeah, well, that's the thing. I don't think I'd want to do it.
Like, I always wanted to go to America, and I waited until me and my partner had broken up because he never wanted to go. Well, and I went and I did my solo YOLO trip. It was
your
great.
Solo YOLO trip. Be ashamed. 13, 12, 16. Is it weird to travel without your partner? Give us a call and let us know what you think.
On 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, is it weird to travel without your partner?
We have been focusing on, obviously, the length of the travel.
Mm.
I would say 3 weeks is the limit where you could be like, look, that's an acceptable, not acceptable, that's a reasonable time to be like, I'm just going with this friend or my family going away for 3 weeks. Due to whatever reason, my partner can't come.
Do you think it has to be like you have to go away with someone? Like, what if you just wanted to go by yourself?
That's red flags.
My mate is going by herself for 3 weeks.
Oh, mate, let me know. Now I've been slagging this girl off. I don't even know the full story. Sorry.
Yes, I told you the full story. 3 weeks by herself to Europe because her partner...
No, I've changed it to a hard no. 3 weeks by herself in Europe.
She's never been to Europe. She wanted to do the Europe thing. He can't afford to go. He can't get time off at the moment. So she's going.
No. I have gone. Oh, my word. That is a red flag and a half.
Well, this is what I want to know. Like, is it weird or, you know, is it perfectly fine to just travel and do your own thing even though you've got a partner? Like, they've come to terms with it. And this is the thing she posted on Facebook. She was like, stop judging me. We are totally fine. She mentioned her partner's name. I won't mention their names.
Well, stop telling everyone if you're going to do this. Clearly.
Said, we're totally fine. This is the decision we made. Stop with the judgment.
Yeah. She comes back with her Italian boyfriend. I'm sure her current boyfriend's going to love that.
On 13, 12, 16, we've got Ash from Rocky. Ash, is it weird to travel without your partner?
No. Sometimes I think a little getaway with some girlfriend is nice.
Yeah.
But like, how long is too long? Like, say if you and your girlfriends are like, let's go island hopping for 3 months in the Croatian islands. Is that too long where you're going, all right, this is maybe a bit much?
Maybe you don't need to be in a relationship.
Yeah, way too long. That's way too long.
Yeah. A quick trip away is what you've been saying,
Tim. Of course. A quick trip away is fine. But I think, like, because you obviously have mates that you want to travel with. But, like, to be honest, when you're going in that long distance, I imagine, Ash, you would want to be with your partner and do those massive trips.
Well, let's face it, a lot of partying goes on overseas, and if you're in a relationship, it's just not for you.
Especially Europe. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Temptation galore.
I was a single boy when I was in Europe, and that was a different world. It was a different time. But thank you for your call anyway, Ash.
Thanks.
No worries, bud.
I think it's a very interesting conversation, and I guess if you feel comfortable with your partner and you want to do that, by all means.
Yeah, and then you can come out of Narnia and welcome back into the real world.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
The 60th annual Logie Awards are going to be held on July 1st in the Gold Coast this year.
Wow, special.
Yeah, they've moved them away. It's been Melbourne for many, many years now, yeah. And the Gold Coast have finally gotten the Logies back.
The only thing that I enjoy about what you've said so far is that Melbourne's been taking something from them. And that always brings me a lot of joy because spread the love and the exhibitions, in my opinion.
They're going to be broadcast live from the Star on the Gold Coast in Queensland. And nominations came out yesterday.
Sure.
Few people absolutely snubbed. And I'm surprised by the six people that are nominated for the Gold Logie this year.
Okey-dokey.
Gold Logie is like the best personality on Australian TV. So yeah. Whether it's an actor or a presenter, it can be anyone in the television industry,
and they
are the best.
Okay, who's nominated?
So this year, Amanda Keller from The Living Room.
Yep.
Yep.
Righto.
Andrew Winter from Love It or List It and Selling Houses Australia.
I'm sure those are both television programs that exist.
Here's my who I'm predicting is going to take it away.
Yeah.
Grant Denyer of Family Feud.
Oh.
For Network 10. Jessica Marais, of The Love Child and The Wrong Girl. Roger Corsa of Doctor Doctor.
I don't know that.
And Tracy Grimshaw of A Current Affair. Now, I don't remember the last...
Can we go to the song? Because I'm angry.
I don't remember the last time Tracy Grimshaw was nominated for a Gold Logie. I think this is her first nomination.
People are upset that Carrie Bickmore, Waleed Ali, Lisa Wilkinson, Osher Gunsberg, Chris Brown all haven't been nominated.
Yes. Channel 10 completely snubbed.
I think that it's great because it shows that every year you sort of get the same nominations.
Mm. Well, Waleed Ali won the gold last year. He's not even nominated this year.
He can coast. That's essentially his pension for the rest of his life. A Gold Logie is a pension. He's good now.
Right.
But you don't want people nominated just because they're known. Like, if they're not entertaining, I'm sure these people that have been nominated are all entertaining. And I can't believe you've tricked me into talking logically about the Logies because you know how much I hate the Logies.
I want to go. It's on the Gold Coast.
I don't want... You can go. I'm not going. There's no reason for me to go.
I want to go. I want to be on the red carpet. I want to talk to Grant Denyer because, mark my words, Grant Denyer will win gold this year.
I thought you were going to say, mark my words, I'm taller than Grant Denyer. And that is giving me a reason to go.
I could be. Do you reckon I am?
I reckon you could be. How do we
this
measure...
This is my new mission. I'm going to get on the carpet of the Gold Logies and I'm going to try and see if I'm taller than Grant Denyer.
I'm a bit worried that the Logie Award's going to be taller than Grant Denyer. Standing next to one of the things. Is that a monument? No? Oh, it's Grant Denyer holding his Logie. Sorry, buddy.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland.
Thought I could hold that
one. Can I just apologise for Tim burping at the end of his weather just then? That was horrific.
It was like a ticking time bomb. I was like, you can get through it, bud. You're not going to burp. And then right at the end. I'm sorry. Moving on. Professionalism, please.
Yes, the biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland today. Everyone's talking about Mariah Carey because it's finally been revealed that she sold her engagement ring from James Packer.
What are you meant to do in that? Are you allowed to sell it or shouldn't you give it back to him?
I think that in the separation, she got the ring. So he was, exactly. It was
Righto.
A $10 million ring. So it just goes to show how much money he's got. He's like, $10 million, you take it.
What I think is no matter if the ring costs a dollar or $10 million, you pass that back to the person that gave it to you. If you're separating,
but if you
that
both
is
got a ring, then you just keep your rings.
I would just return it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you want it, you don't want
it. Well, and this is the thing. Mariah Carey didn't. So she sold it to a jeweler and she put a non-disclosure clause in the sale. So he couldn't reveal that it was hers. But then someone spotted it and said, there's only one ring like this in existence, and it was Mariah Carey's ring.
Okay.
The jeweler paid $2 million for it.
See, that's not okay. You can't sell it. Now she's $2 million in the profit. That's not okay.
In the profit? Yeah. She's lost $8 million. It was $10 million ring.
Just because you're wearing it, she hasn't lost that money.
Yeah.
The money was never hers in the first place. It was something that was given to her as a gift while they're in the relationship.
Yeah.
I honestly believe if you separate whether this person leaves or that person leaves, just give it back. Go away.
If you do want Mariah Carey's ring, it's up for grabs now.
Yeah.
$10 million ring.
You got to
spare $10 mil?
He's strong.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
This is something that here in Australia we tried to spread to other parts of this globe, to spread joy, to spread great deals, and to spread snags in bread. I'm talking about Bunnings in the UK.
Right.
2 years ago, we went out on an expedition. Greater than the search to go to Mars, I truly believe. And we launched a Bunnings over in the UK.
What were Bunnings doing with it? What were the UK doing without Bunnings?
I assume not much housework.
Right.
But it saddens me to bring you the news that due to staggering financial loss, Bunnings in the UK will be shutting down effective immediately.
Staggering.
Wesfarmers, the company that purchased Bunnings for $400 million 2 years ago, have said that, look, after $400 million of almost direct loss in 2016 and 17, the store network, the property lease and inventory for what they sell at a nominal amount will no longer be more.
Wow.
This is what happens when you try and spread joy in the world. Nothing good comes of it.
No.
There's no happiness there. The UK's already sad and gloomy, and now today. Today is a sad day in the history of the United Kingdom.
Tim, think positive. Maybe someone else will purchase Bunnings and bring it back
Who?
To the UK.
Madonna? She's not got that fake English accent anymore.
Mariah
she ain't going to do nothing.
Mariah Carey's just gotten a bunch of money. From
$2 million to buy a Bunnings? She's dreaming. Not even Mariah Carey can afford a Bunnings. So this sickens me to my stomach. And the worst of all, did anyone think of the snags?
No.
Did anyone think of the volunteering groups that Money's rely on over in the UK for these snags?
Forget the local netball team. They're stuffed now.
Yeah. Well, if you were looking for a reason to head over to the UK or looking for a reason to not, there's a big one. Mm. What would your point? What's the point of going to the UK if you can't go get a snag in a cold, wet Westminster Abbey way or whatever it's called? I don't care.
There was a Bunnings at Westminster Abbey?
Probably not.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.